Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs pop up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so something should be rolling up over there sometime tomorrow morning. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you want to hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, we greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z Man with three E's.
Oh, all right, Dan. Well, you know, we had the NBA offseason, obviously it's not going to be very long as the season starts in a week, and it seems like they've just finished the season. But even so, there was still a lot of drama. Lately it's been the James Harden drama. You know, while he is back practicing, he is still complaining he wants a trade. But the big one, pretty much as soon as the season ended, was what was Giannis Antetokounmpo going to do? There was a lot of rumor around draft time that the Bucks may actually deal him to, you know, a team with a higher pick. And then there was talk that he would just play out into free agency and sign with the Lakers like everybody does. Well, today, Dan, we can finally put all the garbage to rest. Antetokounmpo signed the Supermax extension to stay in Milwaukee. That means he is going to get 5 years and $228 million. It's kind of the usual thing, Dan. Surprise, shock, you know, whatever, that he's not going to be a Laker. You know, what do you think?
I like this. I mean, it says that he's in it for the money. I think he's in it to try to chase it and win. I mean, if you think about it, he probably would not garner this kind of money if he tried to go to LA. So, you know, I think that's got to be a deciding factor in it too. They're in the West, so I was going to throw out the theory that you thought I was thinking about, unless they realign the league for some reason. So there's that. Are they in the East or are they in the West? I always get confused because I know Minnesota's in the West.
They're in the East. They've had the best record in the East the last 2 years.
Oh, okay. So they are in the East. I must have been thinking hockey because, you know, if Milwaukee had a team, they'd probably be in the West. Like the
or the South.
Yeah. Well, you know, like the Red Wings.
Yeah.
So, and the National Predators, because, you know, they're the west of the Mississippi. I don't know. I think they have a good shot. And, you know, of course, like you said, you brought up James Harden. You didn't bring up the Brooklyn Nets. But obviously they would be looked to be a favorite. So, I don't know. I like this deal. I like that Giannis is staying here. It's a super max deal. I'm kind of surprised, though, Big Jack, that maybe I would guess I would have expected it to be just maybe a couple years longer. I haven't done my Bing searches today, so maybe it'll pop up. But, do you think that has anything to do with the fact that also I think we talked about it, I forgot when now, but I believe that NBA contract runs up at the end of this decade. So, 5 years, it's not a bad deal, I think, for both sides in case something happens. But do you think it could have been a little bit longer, maybe 7 years? I thought they would have gone that far.
Well,
And he's 26, so he'll be 31.
Yeah, these Supermax extensions are built into the CBA. So when you sign a deal like this, this is already laid out in front of him. So if he was going to take this deal, it had to be 5 years and $228 million. I believe Anthony Davis took the same deal with the Lakers. It's just – and, you know, and that's one of the things the NBA has been really smart about doing is, you know, in their CBA, they have contract terms. You know, like there were a lot of people when they're complaining that LeBron only signed for 2 years with the Lakers. That was the most he could sign for because of his age. Like they don't allow I don't know how old LeBron is, but 37, 38, you can't sign more than a 2 year deal. So they've been really good about this, and this is just how it worked. The contract is laid out in front of you, and either he wants it or he takes his chances on the free agent market, but he can't get this kind of money on the free agent market. They wouldn't allow him to be paid that. Again, due to the CBA. So he either takes more money to stay in Milwaukee or he would have to go out on the free agent market next year and actually take less money to go someplace else. That's why everybody is always kind of signed and traded. When you see a bigger name move in the NBA, they say, well, it was a sign and trade. So this way the guy can get more money in his next contract.
I mean – granted, you know, you really can't compare apples to oranges, baseball to the NBA, but are you surprised Major League Baseball doesn't try to adapt some kind of thing like this, especially when it comes to age? I mean, you know, prime example is the Yankees when they signed A-Rod, Jacoby, you know, I mean, the list goes on. I mean, sure you're going to say, no, that'll never happen, but...
Well, you know, I mean, we all know the reason it's not going to happen is because of the players' union. But I'm really surprised that more leagues haven't adopted this policy. I mean, you know, we've seen some of those NHL contracts that go 7-8 years. The NFL, you know, you've got a 7 or 8 year career, so normally they don't have to deal with it. But it is a little shocking that, like, baseball hasn't tried it, especially with where their contracts are going now. But, again, you know, the tough part is the union holds all the cards, and there's just no way, you know, no way in hell they're going to give up that kind of negotiating position. So, you know, that's just kind of how it goes. But, you know, and then I guess the other thing with this, Dan, do you see the Bucks continuing to be the dominant team in the East? You know, you mentioned the Nets. You know, they added Kyrie Irving. They have Kevin Durant. If they can both stay healthy, you know, at least Antetokounmpo's been healthy. Do the Nets bump them off as the best team, or is Milwaukee still right there?
I feel like you spoke it before I can even say it. I've got to send a special, you know, shout out. I hate using that because I feel like it's 1993. We're still using shout out. But my nephew, 18 years old, finally shipped off yesterday or this morning for the Air Force. So, you know, it's pretty cool thing that's going on in our family. You know, nobody since my great grandfather has served. So, you know, we're all super proud of them. And my point is, as I circle around back to it, is after my mom and my sister left him at the hotel that he was staying at last night, we FaceTimed. And oddly, and this is the one thing that always confused me about the kid, he was a football wrestler. So obviously he didn't play basketball because of wrestling. But the kid loves the NBA. You know, he knows more about the NBA, I think, than he does the NFL. I think even though he played football, I don't know. It might be one of those things where, you know, he just didn't play. I don't know. He's excited about the game. He's been a Durant fan since the beginning. And, of course, he brought up the Knicks. I think of New York, I think Knicks. The Nets, and I probably said that earlier, too, my big Jack. You know, the first thing I said to him, though, I was like, yeah, that's exciting. It would be, you know, if he were to get a break, and now that he's, you know, got the option to check out USO tickets, you can get good seats with him buying them. But I was like, yeah, you know, I'm like, the Knicks or the Nets, it sounds like a great plan, everything they got going, Kyrie, Durant. But are they going to play the whole season? You know, maybe if the NBA had a baseball season like they did in 2020, where they only play 25 games and then have, you know, 3 months of playoffs, I think they would be an outstanding, dominant champion. But, like you said, the if factor, will Durant play in the whole season? Kyrie seemed to be good until he left. He seems to get – I was thinking of the other guy. He seems to kind of have his nagging injuries here and there. So will you even have a team that will play, you know, the full season, be healthy the full season? So I don't know. I think Milwaukee still holds the cake for that one. I think they're going to be dominant. And you got to imagine, are they able to get somebody to come, somebody else to come there and help them out, though? Can they build around him?
You know, that becomes the second question. You know, they did add Jrue Holiday this offseason, so that'll help a little bit. But, yeah, it's, you know, I mean, looking at their roster here, it looks like their other big addition may have been Bobby Portis. So, yeah, I don't know how much assist that's going to be. I don't know when this was updated, but for some reason, I don't believe the Bucks had a first-round pick. I think they may have traded it. So they, you know, if they're going to add, they're going to have to add, you know, free agency-wise. And, I just don't know, you know, the – have, you know, they have a boatload of money like everybody else does, but it's just a little tougher for them to kind of, you know, make those moves like the other teams, because it is Milwaukee and it is small market, no matter how you want to look at it.
Yeah, and they seem to like former Bulls. They couldn't do anything here.
Yeah. I'm trying to look to see if they had a pick here, because I, you know, obviously I'm not gonna know the names right off the top of my head, except for a couple of the top ones. So let me see. I got a draft list here. Let's see if I can find the Bucks. Yeah, it doesn't look like they had a first rounder. Do they even have a second round pick here? Yeah, they had a second round pick at number 45. They took Jordan Nwora. Nwora is what I'm going with there. So they, you know, they were unable to add, you know, what would be considered a top player in this draft. You know, maybe next year they'll be able to add a little more in the draft. They do have some draft capital. They've made some trades. So we'll see. But, you know, Holiday is a good add. You know, he can score as a point guard, so right, that'll help. And, you know, if Chris Middleton is healthy, they should still be a really good team. You know, we can't forget about Boston. You know, who, even though they did lose Gordon Hayward, they're getting Kemba Walker back and healthy. You know, and they still have that fantastic young core with Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum. So, you know, they're going to be right there. And then I'm wondering, you mentioned Brooklyn, and for some reason I thought they had some names we would recognize. I want to double check their roster here. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Obviously, they have their projected starters are Kyrie Irving and Caris LeVert at guard, and then Joe Harris and Kevin Durant at forward, and Jared Allen at center. But the name I remember they added, Dan, is they now have DeAndre Jordan, the former Clipper. And that I just remember him because he took two free throws, and I think you had him a couple years ago, and he kept killing your free throw percentage. So I knew he was out there somewhere. I just wasn't quite sure where. But, yeah, I think you kind of see those being the top three teams in the East, or do you think with the changes Philadelphia made, you think maybe they finally get it right?
I don't know. I mean, can't forget about Charlotte. They drafted a ball.
Yes, they did.
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those where I feel like Sixer fans are like basically the mirror to Bulls fans, right? We both had our greatness at one point.
Except
Chicago and
the Sixers are much. Except the Sixers are much better now than the Bulls were, or are.
Yeah, yeah, but at the same point, I mean, how long have we been waiting for the Sixers to do something? It feels like the last. As long as we've been doing this podcast, almost 10 years.
Well, I'm trying to think. When did they? When did they start the trust the process deal? God, what year was
Five.
That? And they started the rebuild.
Was that 5 years ago anymore or more?
It may have been even more than that. Because remember, at first it didn't.
When Joel Embiid came in?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think they started it before that because he was a later pick. Let me look here and see if we can kind of throw it down here a little bit. Wow. Yeah, it may have started as early as – holy crap. 2003-04 or 04-05.
Wow, so we've been talking
back
about this before.
Yeah, I mean it's you know they went maybe it wasn't that, maybe it was closer to 2009-2010 when they only won 27 games, but yeah, they just kind of tried to reset or try, you know, and it really, you know, it hasn't accomplished the, whatever you want to call it, results, I guess they've been looking for. I'm looking to go back here a little bit and see if I can find some of the draft picks that might ring a bell. But yeah, Embiid was drafted in 2014.
It was definitely before that. I'm trying to seasons.
Yeah, and I was looking for Nerlens Noel because I thought he was one of the guys they were going to build around, but maybe he went someplace else. So, but yeah, it's been quite a while that, you know, trusting the process here in Philadelphia, and it hasn't. I mean, they haven't even had a finals appearance, have they?
No, not a finals that I remember. It's hard because I'm on Basketball Reference right now, and they put their finish as their division, which, I mean, that doesn't mean anything to me because nobody counts. Nobody counts divisions. It's the NBA. It's conference or nothing.
Two years ago they got beat. You know, Kawhi Leonard beat them in the conference. Well, that was the semifinals, wasn't it? Yeah, here, let me see what I got. I got it.
18-19.
Last year, for whatever you count last year as, they went out in the first round. And then, yeah, they've had back, besides that, 2017, 2018, and 2018, 2019, they got knocked out in the conference semifinals. So, yeah, they have, not only have they not only made an NBA finals, they haven't even made a conference final yet. So...
The whole trust the process either came right when Embiid was drafted, or because if you look at their records, you know, 2012-13, they went 34-48. And then 13-14, they went 19-63, 18-64, 10-72, you know, and then 28-54, and then they jumped up in 17-18 to 15-30. So that trust the process had to have come around the 13-14, 14-15 season, I would believe.
You're right.
But
that,
I mean, it's,
that, I believe that started, yeah.
It's so. Just, I mean, it's definitely, they've boosted some, but it really hasn't worked. You know, they haven't pulled a Theo. Let's just put it there.
You know, but, you know, like, you know, this year, you know, they added, you know, Doc Rivers is now the head coach, and, you know, they hired Daryl Morey, who had been running the Rockets, to come in and help out in the front office. And, you know, that's the weird thing, because, like, this is allegedly one of James Harden's destinations, and I just don't see him helping this team get any farther than they've been. Do you?
No, I mean, I don't know. I think the allure, so to speak, or however you want to put it, of James Harden is kind of wearing.
You know, because if you think about it, okay, great. Well, we have James Harden, but who did we give up? Did we give up Ben Simmons? Did we give up Joel Embiid? Because, you know, you're not getting him for Tobias Harris. You know, the Rockets have already said that if they're going to deal Harden, they want a young superstar plus multiple draft picks or other younger complementary players. So if, you know, okay, great. Well, now you're the 76ers and you add Harden to your roster, but now you've taken away Simmons or Embiid. Is that really a positive?
Nah, I wouldn't think so.
So, yeah, I just don't, I don't see that as being a helpful, you know, kind of any kind of helpful move. So it'll be, you know, again, obviously Harden's landing spot will be a big conversation. But, yeah, you know, the way it is in the East, you know, you kind of wonder. You know, and the weird thing, Dan, is neither of us mentioned Miami, who won the East last year. And I get it was kind of a convoluted season, but they did still win and actually managed to beat the Lakers. What was it, two games in the finals? Which I don't think anybody had. I believe they're bringing back basically their same core. I know your guy, Goran Dragic, re-signed. You know, Jimmy Butler's back. Ben Bam Adebayo got a long-term deal. So, you know, they have their returning guys. I guess maybe they were overlooked last year. We're just going to overlook them again this year.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, the only one that's still there is Solstra, and he must be just a crappy coach because, you know, I mean, he was there for the Dwayne Wade, LeBron, Big Bosh days, but apparently he survived. It's not like he shook Pat Riley and shook his hand and looked him in the face and then, you know, kicked him in the ass on the way out, so...
Yeah, you know, so that'll be interesting. You know, and then, of course, the big thing was, you know, Zion Williamson played 33 minutes last night, Dan, so everybody is back on the Zion train now that he played some minutes. Everybody's really excited that he's, you know, he's the next guy again, so we'll get to put up with this for a while, I'm sure.
Now, you know, since we are on the NBA, you know, I brought up Melo, young ball from the fam. And I don't know, it just, his performance was lackluster, so to speak. Okay, it's preseason. Why was everyone so hard up on the kid? I don't get it. Is it because of his dad?
You know, I've never understood that, and I do know, and I don't know if you saw this, Dan, but your favorite ball brother, Jello, was released by the Pistons today. So I hope you're okay and you're dealing with that just fine. But, yeah, it's all, you know, because, like, you can look at it, like you mentioned, he didn't play great, and the media kind of beat him up for it, where in return Zion played great, and now the media loves him, but it's preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, you know, and I mean, did they honestly think Ball, you know, LaMelo was going to walk in and take over the NBA in the strangest offseason we've ever had? You know, he's going to be fine. It's not like, you know, granted he plays for Michael Jordan, but we're not expecting him to be Michael Jordan. So I don't know, and I do wonder if maybe you're a little right and they beat him up because of who his dad is.
It's kind of, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I get it, but at the same time, it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, obviously, you know, the kid has got a, you know, he's got a lot to learn, just like, you know, any of these guys coming in. You know, James Wiseman went to the Warriors. He's going to have to learn how to adjust to their game. You know, Anthony Edwards went to the Timberwolves. Those were the top three picks. And if, you know, depending on who you listen to, the only three worthwhile picks in the draft were those three. So, you know, they're going to have to adjust, and we'll have to see how they, you know, how they do it. But yeah, you've got to allow them some time. I mean, it's not like they're just going to come in and take over.
Well, and not only that, we have an 18-year-old kid playing up against a bunch of grown-ass men.
Yeah. So, you know, and again, that, you know, that's going to take time for him to learn how to work that out. And, you know, obviously the odd thing is you go to the point where he was able to dominate, you know, the other 18-year-olds. But like you said, he's not going to do that here. You know, and to be fair, he only played 20 minutes. I don't know why they limited his minutes. He didn't shoot very well. He was 3 of 10, but he was 2 of 6 from behind the three-point line, which is close to what most NBA players shoot. You know, he went 4 of 6 from the free-throw line, so he made the majority of his free throws. You know, it's not a bad stat line. I mean, obviously it's not great, and you would like to see him play more than 20 minutes, but you know, maybe they're building him to it, or who knows what their plan is, you know, this last week of the season, the last week of the preseason. So, but you know, we'll be able to watch him after you overpay for him and end up with him on your team this weekend. So,
speaking of overpaying, Big Jack, I know you haven't even looked at this, and nor will you, but I just took a glance at the NBA streaming TV stuff, and
God,
you can get the entire league with no commercials and be able to download the game. I don't know why. I guess if you want to rewatch, but and then Not only that, all this for $250, Big Jack. You can only watch it on two screens.
Oh. Oh, that stinks.
Then you can add on for another like $50 or $60 to get all the playoff coverage to stream it. So I mean, you know, and here's the thing: if I'm a big time NBA guy, like if we were NBA guys, like we are baseball guys, this would never work. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Granted, you might be watching a game of your play, I'm watching mine, but when it comes to baseball season, well, I am down to one iPad that works because my other two that we have, they're like 10 years old. They don't update anymore, so I can't. But, you know, 3 years ago, Big J, you know, I was sitting there with my iPad mini, my TV, and then my iPad 2, having a game on each one of them. And then for the hell of it, if I was really bored and by myself, I'm putting one on my phone. So that's four. You know, and my goal in my basement is I've got about a nice 55-inch. I know that's not much. You know, there's room for a 75, but I don't know if I want to do that. I'm kind of feeling out, trying to possibly look into getting, you know, four 20-something, 27s or 32 inches to put on the sides of the big screen. You know, and then when baseball season comes, I have five games going. You know, but we'll never be able to do that with the NBA. I don't know. I know it's just off topic, but man, you know, I don't know. I just feel like then they're doing anything they can to just take, you know, get money. And I get it. But at the same time, I think that's where Major League Baseball is much more fan friendly.
Yeah. You know, they definitely, you know, they need that money. You know, they've got to pay off. You know, they gotta continue to make it with that big TV contract. So they're, you know, they're coming after whoever for whatever they can get their hands on, basically. So.
Well, yeah, and if you're still paying that $250 package, you're blacked out. You still got the blackout restrictions. No. If I'm paying that much money, you better not be blacking out a damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. As an NBA fan, I think I'd be kind of pissed. But, you know, you could always downsize that package and pay $90 for just your team. But that's only if you're a Bulls fan living in Milwaukee or, you know, I'm a Laker fan living in Chicago. Then it works, but still, $90. Well, hell, I could just pay an extra $50-$60 and get the whole – you know what I mean? It's like, man, you guys – I don't know. So, but, you know, not to switch topics on you, and I didn't want to get a whole lot into this and upset you again today, but I was kind of thinking a lot last night about the Cleveland Indians and why you personally, and why pretty much even Cleveland Indian fans shouldn't care what the name is going to be going forward. Number one, if you're not a fan of the team, why do you care? You want to get all political and spread your rhetoric and, you know, this, that, and whatever. You don't like the team. What do you care? What do you care if the Cleveland, oh, that's because liberal. Okay. Shut up. This is not politics. This is baseball. If they want to change the name, let them change the name. Okay. Number two, it comes down to money. Let's see, Big Jack. I took a look at their attendance over the last few years, and let's go back to 2013 when they finished 92-70. They were second of five in the AL, the AL Central, and their attendance was barely 1.5 million. I had it pulled up, and I had their ranking. I don't know how I lost that same website. 1.5 million fans, Big Jack. They are continuously finishing, like, just in the American League, down in the bottom five for attendance every year. You know, even when they won in 2017, 102 games, they were still, well, you know, they went up. They had 2 million fans. They averaged the fans, you know, like 20-some thousand on the average per year. But again, part of the pressure is going to come from external sources, or, you know, externally, as meaning, you know, anyone who's going to advertise, you know, vendors, you know, anyone who's affiliated with the team that's going to give the team money. they're going to get – the Cleveland Indians are going to get pressure for them because, you know, the social stuff, the aspect of it. And let's be honest. Those are the ones who are really going to pay your bills because the fans in Cleveland aren't going to help you pay the bills. They're not going to show up between April – well, maybe on April, you know, the opening game. But pretty much you will not see a large attendance for Cleveland Indians game between April and July. You know, my dad went in the middle of summer a few years ago. He's like, hell, if I wanted to, I could have just walked up and bought tickets in the middle of summer. He goes, and not to mention, I got club seats for like $50 a ticket. He's like, it was amazing. You know, I got the chef in the back. You got all this cool stuff. So he's like, definitely go to Cleveland because you're not going to pay anything. So, you know, political issues aside, if you're not a fan of the team, shut up. Because you can't get mad about the team changing the name. And if you are a fan of the team, shut up too, because you're probably not going to the games to begin with. So coming to some of the pressure because of, you know, sponsors and whatnot, it is what it is. Because those are the people who are going to give this team and make this team money, not the fans. So I just had to get off my chest, Big Jack. It's, you know, it comes down to corporate and, you know, reputation online and things like that. The last thing the Indians need, aside from, you know, the crap that they go through every year where they get hot and then they get rid of everybody, you know, it's enough ridicule. So I don't know why. You know, I seem like a great rebuttal, Big Jack, by a guy, you know, I don't have a problem with the name Indian. I'm 1/8 Indian.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, and I just piss people off because I just give them the technicalities. I'm like, well, technically they're not Indians. You're not an Indian because this isn't India. You would be a Native American because this is America. But, you know, obviously there wasn't a name for the country. But, you know, you kind of see my point with that one. Like, and all these people, this one person got so mad at me. Well, you can see it your way and I'll see it mine because I'm Indian. I'm like, well, actually, I'm not. I don't see it anyway. This is actual events and how it happened. Columbus landed in the Caribbean and was like, hey, these are Indians because I'm in India because I don't know that there's a whole another continent between Europe and China. So I think, you know, the sad part is when you learn about this, you know, when something like this hat comes up and it's a social thing, a political thing, it's liberal PC stuff, you start to realize, like, how many people just either didn't pay attention or they truly aren't teaching history in school because nobody knows the real facts. And then they get mad at me, you know? So, hey, this is the truth. You know, you get mad all you want, but, so it will be interesting. The Indians will continue the name for 2021 season. They're not going to be the Cleveland baseball team. So I'm kind of glad for that. I don't know. I have a friend who thinks it's cool. He's like, I hope the Washington stays with the Washington football team. I mean, I think it's stupid. Just put Washington on your jersey. I mean, is this, you know, is this one of those football games for, you know, Sega Genesis where you don't have any licensing, so you can't name it the real team? You just call it the football team of Washington? You know. You know what I mean? I mean, but that happened with the 80s and 90s with Nintendo. We had these, you know, Tecmo Bowl, and, you know, while you had Bo Jackson on your team, he played for, you know, whatever, the Los Angeles team, not the Raiders. So, I don't know. It's just one of my, I guess, little grinding my gears moment. So, I don't know. You've had a day to think about it. I mean, has your view changed any, or do you really even care at the end of the day?
No.
They're going to be Cleveland.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, I don't care. I don't care what they call the team. It wouldn't have bothered me if they kept the Indians' name. They're changing the name. I don't have a problem with that. I understand everything is PC now. You know, you have to do everything a certain way, and that's the reason they're changing the name. It's not like they're changing it because – you know, of anything but money. You know, nobody wants to be boycotted, and you know that's what's going to happen. They're going to end up drawing a lot of attention to themselves if they don't change the name. You know, and that's probably the same thing that'll happen to like the Chiefs and the Braves, even though I don't think they're all that offensive.
No.
You know, but that's just kind of what's going to happen. And I think it's like, whatever. I hope they go back. Like I said yesterday, I hope they go back to one of the old names and they're like the Cleveland Spiders again, something like that.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool, actually. You know, I'm just hoping I know some guys that make custom Major League Baseball hats. So I'm, you know, the Indians won 2 World Series. So I'm going to reach out to my guys and see if we can get something going and just make those if they had the Chief Wahoo back in the 40s and whenever. Yeah, it's been a long time since the Cleveland Indians won a World Series.
I understand why they wanted to get rid of Chief Wahoo. I mean, obviously that's an incredibly racist mascot. You know, I understood that. And, you know, for the team, you know, and Major League Baseball, all this turns into is a moneymaker. You know, why does every NFL team have 6 alternative jerseys? Because your fans buy them. You know, what's going to happen with this? Anybody who's an Indians fan is going to buy a new jersey with the new name on it and a new hat, you know, and or a new T-shirt or whatever else comes through. And who gets that money? Well, it goes in the Major League Baseball kitty and it's split with the teams. So that, you know, I mean, that's, you know, and in reality, that's all they're looking at it as. It's another source of income. So, you know, that's just how it works out. So, but since you brought up baseball, Dan, I saw this and I'm not going to be able to deal with this again, but here you go, Dan. The headline to the article I came across, MLB asks union about delaying 2021 season over COVID-19 and playing with prorated salaries.
Oh, God.
Dan, I can't do this again. I'm sorry. I can't, you know, I can't sit there and have another delay while I listen to these guys fight about how much they should be paid or, you know, what's going to happen there. But there's also another quote from one owner that says that there's not a snowball's chance in hell that the season starts on time.
So, Rizzo will get the days off he's been looking for.
So tell me what we're gonna do here, Dan, because I can't handle this. You know, I can't come on here every day again and complain about not having baseball. I don't know what to do with myself.
I mean, it's December. You know, the season ended just around the time it normally ended. You mean from that time till February, you couldn't be working on something? Putting something
right,
together?
That's...
You know, I mean, it's going to be post-strike era again, I think is what we're looking at.
Right. Well, you know, and the thing that's going to get me even more is you just mentioned it, regardless of what kind of season we have, the CBA is up after 2020. Am I going to have to sit through a strike in 2021? You know, I'm to the point where I don't understand why they're killing the sport I love, and I need somebody to help me figure it out because I don't get it.
I mean, if that's what they want to do, you know, I mean, it's almost like, well, we might as well go back to Imagination Land because, hell, you can find a wrestling show on pretty much 7 days a week now.
Right. You know, I don't get this. I mean, it's like you said, the season's been over for months now. What have they been doing? You know, what's been going on while everybody else has been trying to come up with a plan? I mean, if they only drop 10 games like the NBA and it's 152-game season, I don't have a problem with that. You know, that would be okay. You know, that wouldn't be insane. But, you know, if it's one of these things where I'm sitting here talking to you and it's June or July and they haven't started, I can't get invested in another one of these crappy 60-game seasons. It's not going to work for me. I can't do it. So, yeah, I don't know what the hell to do. I really don't, Dan. I'm at my wit's end. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
I guess I'll be getting another refund.
Yeah. So, you know, definitely. I just, you know, I just don't. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to, you know, I just don't want to deal with it. I mean, you know, they proved last year that they could play with some, you know, obviously some ups and downs, you know, but now at least we have some sort of vaccine. I don't know how long it would take to get to everybody to where they could allow fans to come back in, but, you know, we appear to be getting closer. And like you said, we're still months away. I mean, training camp doesn't open until what, February?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got some time there, but I, you know, it's like they're raining on my parade and we haven't even started playing, the band hasn't even started playing music yet. So.
Well, and not only that, I mean, is that the reason we're seeing such minor deals happening?
Yeah, that's definitely the reason none of these big free agents have been even really put into play yet. So, you know, and it's probably going to stay like this. I mean, why sign a guy and start to pay him when there's no real reason to?
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, of course, you know, keeping it local, as we always do. John Lester, is he coming back? Are they going to re-sign him?
Right.
Well, you know, like you're saying, why would we sign him? We don't even know if we're going to play a season.
Right. There's no rush to add anybody. You know, I mean, obviously there's been a couple trades here and there, but all the free agent signings have been, you know, incredibly minor. I mean, we talked about the salaries that were handed out yesterday, and I think they were both a little over $3 million. You know, and obviously Trevor Bauer isn't going to sign with anybody for $3 million. Neither is George Springer. You know, the biggest deal was James McCann's, and that was just a little over $10 million. You know, Bauer and Springer are going to get almost three times that per year. So, yeah, it's strange, you know, and I just can't. I can't deal without having baseball start close to on time. I mean, what am I going to do, watch the NBA? We know that ain't happening.
You watch that enough, or NHL.
Yeah, if they ever get going. So,
oh, right.
You know, I know they're looking at trying to start in about a month, but, you know, they've got to make the decision on if they're just going to have a complete division that plays just in Canada against Canadian teams.
Which, I forgot all about that. So there's no chance of playoffs or.
So, but, you know, while you did bring up baseball, Dan, You know, Davey Martinez kind of connected some dots on the Nationals possibly being interested in Chris Bryant, but their GM, Mike Rizzo, came out today and said they hadn't had a serious conversation about Bryant in 2 years. Apparently what the Nationals are looking for is just a big bat, not necessarily Chris Bryant, but a big bat to put into their lineup, a la what Anthony Rendon used to be. Who do you buy here, Dan? You buy Martinez or you buy the GM?
I buy the GM.
So, you know, and then, you know, another, your guy, Jake Odorizzi, your guy there, Dan, it has really sparked some interest. I thought maybe the Chicago teams would be in on him, but apparently he's getting interest from Toronto, the Angels, the Twins, the Padres, the Red Sox, the Mets, and actually the Tampa Bay Rays. Is he kind of, you know, again, nothing against his talent, but is he kind of Trevor Bauer light? Are these the teams that aren't going to be in the Bauer sweepstakes, so they're trying to, you know, see where Odorizzi is, what possibly could be here? Like, they're talking 3 years at just about $40 million for him. You know, and again, Bauer's going to get, you know, five at, you know, 150 or something like that. So are they just kind of gauging interest here to not have to worry about being in the Trevor Bauer Derby?
I think that's kind of it. I think it's kind of funny that you went with Trevor Bauer light. That's a good way to put it, because, you know, I think it's more about the popularity sometimes than the skill. Well, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't put Odorizzi at the same level as Bauer, but, you know, he's definitely, I think when you're looking at Bauer, you're looking at an ace, where Odorizzi might be your three, two, three,
yeah,
depending
probably
on your system. I would, I'm kind of surprised. Did you say the White Sox in that Odorizzi?
No, neither of the Chicago teams are in on Odorizzi. The Cubs are in on my next rumor, which you'll be excited about when we get there.
I mean, to me, this is, he'd be like a perfect addition for the White Sox, but
that's what I thought too. Yeah, and then the next one here, Dan, it's the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Blue Jays, and it honestly seems like the Blue Jays are contacting every free agent. Apparently, they all have interest in, and we talked about this guy yesterday, Jackie Bradley Jr. How excited would you be to see Jackie Bradley Jr. in center field in Wrigley next year?
Oh, I mean, it would be awesome to have a center fielder who can match his batting average with the right fielder. And we can have a combined, we can have an entire outfielder, entire outfield filled with guys who hit 250 if we're lucky, and don't produce more than 60 home runs between the three of them.
So now, you know, if you remember, Theo, when Theo was here, he tried multiple times to land Jackie Bradley. You know, and any time a guy has anything to do with the Red Sox, you know, Theo is going to be on. I am oddly a little surprised that this would be a move they would make. They do need an outfielder. I was kind of hoping for a power-hitting left fielder. But I guess if you put Bradley and Hayward in the same outfield, it would be the best defensive outfield in baseball, right?
It definitely would be. You would not have a ball fall. You know, everything would be caught.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of like, oh, okay, this could be you know, and I know he had a good 60-game season last year. It's just he hasn't proved it over the long haul. So
no.
I just don't know. you know, how he would be leading, you know, going the full, you know, is he going to hit 210 again? How's that going to work out? So I don't know.
You know, and the sad part is when Dexter Fowler was here, everyone was like, oh, leadoff hitting outfielder. Well, yeah, that's you know, that's kind of the old Ricky Henderson thing. But, you know, the Cubs have literally done nothing to address that. And even if they had picked up Bradley back then, or if they signed him this season, you still don't have a leadoff hitter. You're going to put
no,
Hockey
yeah,
there?
He does not solve that problem. So, you know, he's definitely not going to answer that. So, you know, I don't even know what you would kind of do. But, you know, I mean, I know there aren't a ton of, you know, I guess it's the quality free agent outfielders, but honestly, I think I would rather see them sign a Jock Peterson and play him every day than Jackie Bradley, wouldn't you? And I think, yeah, Peterson is 2 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, that's just me. And, I mean, Peterson is going to give you a lot more power. You know, Dan, and the damn name we're forgetting, and I can't believe I totally spaced this off. You need an outfielder. Go get frickin' Yasiel Puig. He's gonna come cheap. Imagine him playing every day in left field. How many homers are you gonna hit in Wrigley? He's gonna hit 30, right?
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, I would rather see that. Good Lord, give that a shot. But I guess that's just probably me, right?
Yeah, you're asking too much, Big Jack. You're putting stuff out there that makes sense. And,
there really aren't a ton of quality outfielders on the market. There are a couple Japanese guys, you know, that I don't know much about to provide a spark. But the Cubs haven't had a lot of luck going that well.
Even if you were going to go that route, why would you bother? You have the plethora of shortstops who can play outfield in your system to begin with. You know, unless you're going to make a move to get, obviously this would never happen, but, you know, Mike Trout or Bryce Harper, you know, on your team, you shouldn't be looking at any other outfielders. You've got it in your system. You can put, what's his name out there? No, I can't think of it. Not Nico Horner, the other kid who was brought up too quickly.
Ian Happ.
He could play the outfield. You don't need to sign Jackie Bradley. You're going to have better numbers.
He's the third outfielder. It's Hayward Happ and then whoever they add.
Oh.
So.
That's the third. I guess the Cubs are signing Jackie Bradley. You just ruined it, my day, night. Now I hope baseball doesn't start.
Oh boy, yeah, that's there's still so much going on, but they need something to happen. I don't know what. Something's got to happen. Oh
yeah,
no!
And I was gonna say it. Oh.
Available to you or listen to you anytime you want at tunein.com.